Peter Walsh was 19 when he fought his first fire.
It was a big house fire, and he's one of the first guys up the stairs, and he's walking in, and it's just utterly black smoke. You cannot see your hand in front of your face.
He told his daughter Katie that he dropped to all fours and started crawling.
He's just kind of alone in this moment.
In the lightlessness, Pete felt something.
And he realizes it's a woman's ankle.
First fire, first rescue. Over the next 40 years, he worked 3 days on, 3 days off. Sometimes Katie and her sister Maggie visited the fire station.
And they had, like, probably 6 big green recliners lined up in front of the TV, which was always playing golf. But sometimes you could get them to put on a kid's show.
That was fun. So were the mornings Pete came to their Sunday school class in full uniform with unexpected advice.
When you see a firefighter, you do anything to get their attention. You can throw a lamp at them. You kick them. You punch them. You get their attention.
Then he would crawl around the floor while the kids pummeled him in the interest of fire safety. Safety was paramount.
Yes. We knew how to use the fire ladder as soon as we could walk, almost.
They knew what their dad did. Occasionally, they'd see a photo of him in the local paper, covered with soot and sweat. But it wasn't until his later years, when he no longer needed to protect them, that Katie and Maggie fully understood.
And he told me how he'd probably given CPR to dozens and dozens of people who never made it.
And I thought, you never talked about this stuff. You never told us about this.
It was a whole different side of him.
At his memorial service, the ladder truck drove around the church, and the big rig, as Pete called it, the big rig sounded its siren 3 times, like a bell tolling.